That was Hassan Minhaj, and I've got him on the phone. Please welcome him back to the show. How's it going, Hassan?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been about a year since we had you on last time.
Promoting the album.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the album, of course, Leaning on Expensive Cars and Getting Paid to Do It. Which That's like one of the all-time greatest album titles, I think.
I think it's up there. I think it's a pretty good album title.
Yeah, it really is. So now, you're on this new show, Great State of Georgia, on ABC Family, and the news kind of came out recently, right?
Yeah, I guess it's been an eventful year. Sort of two shows. One is currently airing right now, called Disaster Date on MTV.
Yeah,
which airs every day, 5 days a week, 6:30. 5:30 p.m. Central on MTV. It's like a hidden camera punk style show. It's an improv comedy show where I go on dates with girls and I'm the worst date ever, and we prank girls and celebrities. Yeah.
So now I'd never heard of the show, but I watched a little bit of it before the interview. It sounds really hilarious. It's
a fun show. It's a fun show. Like you know, they'll set me up on a date with a girl. Like, let's say her name's Alice. You know, and they'll be like, okay, you're gonna go on a date with Alice, and Alice hates purple dogs and jerks, and then I'll come in dressed up as, like, Barney with a Rottweiler, you know, and I'm just like, yo, what's up, fatty, you want to eat, or just something really mean, you know? And the hilarity ensues for the rest of the episode, you know, and then, like, when she's just about to pepper spray me, I'm like, wait, I'm an actor, those are actors, those are hidden cameras, you're on MTV's Disaster Date, here's $50, you know.
And they get, like, $50? Oh, that's all they get?
Well, depending on how long it is, you know, and then they'll just be like, oh, okay, well, you insulted me, but clearly this gift card to Applebee's made it all worth it, so thank you, you know, so.
So it's kind of like the Boiling Point show where you get paid depending on
how long. Sure, you get paid for how long you can withstand a guy being a complete jerk to you.
Now, do you think that this is going to start an epidemic of you know, women going on dates with total a-holes because they think they're on the show?
That's something I've wondered, where girls are, like, on a date, and they ask the guy, they're actually on a date with a real jerk, and they're like, oh, where are the cameras?
Right.
You know, and the guy's probably like, what are you talking about? You know,
and then I feel
sorry for those girls.
Then she's just like, oh, he's just a really good actor. I'm going to keep talking to him.
Yeah, yeah. And then they egg it on, and then 5 years later, they're married with
right.
children. Just waiting for, she's waiting for the cameras to pop out.
Right. Wow, yeah. They really extended their budget here.
Imagine this is an elaborate, very long show.
Is there a backup plan?
I don't know
plan?
How they're going to edit this down. Yeah, for television.
Is there a backup plan that if the person does decide to stay on the date and, you know, converse with you, is there a backup plan? Or do they say
believe it or not, we were so mean to them that by an hour, everyone ran.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the girls had a harder time, because with the girls, they were very attractive girls on the show. And so guys, these are 18, 19-year-old guys they were going on dates with. And they're just like, okay, I will just wait this one out. You know, like,
right.
Oh, fine. Yeah, sure. Totally. You have a baby? Okay. That's totally fine. Oh, you want to get married to me. Okay. Within 5 minutes? That's totally, like, they're just, okay, hopefully I can get something out of this. You know, like, I felt they really had to push. I mean, with me, I could have just been, I mispronounced a girl's name, I think, in the first episode, and she just had it. My name's not Mia. And she just walked out. Her name was Maya. Like,
oh,
but I was
great.
Proud of her. I told her after I revealed that I was like, good for you. You you obviously have, like, you know, a good level of self-esteem and self-worth.
Right.
You won't let a guy walk all over you.
Yeah. Now, how many dates have you gone on for this show?
Well, during filming, we film a lot because for whatever, you know, since it's an unscripted show, a lot of them can't make air. So,
okay.
You know, like, we will film a lot, you know, and then out of that, they'll kind of choose the best ones.
Okay.
Because some of the dates, you know, they're all great, but there are some that were just, like, gems. Like, oh, this has to make air. So,
so now beforehand, do you guys have, like, you know, all this information about them and you come up with what you're going to do, or is it really just
important? Yeah. Their friends are the ones that are setting them up, so they clearly have terrible friends.
Okay.
That are willing to give us every piece of dirt about them. Just like, oh, I know every last piece of dirt about my best friend, and I'm going to tell it to you so you can reveal it on national television and exploit it. So, like, they'll just be like, okay, the girl's name is Alicia, and Alicia broke up with her boyfriend 2 weeks ago, and she's very sensitive when it comes to her arms. Like, so just, like, the whole episode will be geared towards her arms. She's like, why do they look like sausage? I should call you Jimmy Dean. And we'll just, like, keep attacking that until she just can't take it anymore. So yeah, and then we have an earpiece in our ear, so they're behind the scenes. They're like in a, they're like, if we would shoot it at a restaurant or we'd shoot it at like a variety of different places, they would be in like an undisclosed room, and they could, they would just be feeding us things to say, like, oh, okay, she's about to, she's gonna do this, and if she says this, say this back to her. So we had to juggle multiple things, you know,
yeah,
being on a date, being present in the date, and then also hearing hearing stuff in our ear. I now know what it's like to be a CIA operative.
Right. So now, have any of the girls like come back and wanted a second date after knowing
Never.
That you're an actor?
Never.
No?
Never. Not with me. But okay. I heard some guys did pursue the girls.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, they were just like, look, I don't know if you are a witch hunter, but here's my number.
Oh, my
Call
God.
Call me. Yeah, they would. They left their numbers sometimes with
wow.
the girls.
Did they ever, you know, go on a second date, you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I can't reveal the age of the girls on the show, but they were a little bit older than 18.
Right, yeah, I can imagine. So, now, is it all straight dates, or did you have to pretend you're gay for any of these?
Oh, I had a couple gay dates. Those
yeah?
were fun. So, yeah, that's cool.
Now, are the gay guys kind of like the straight guys, where they are willing to stick around?
Well, a couple of the gay guys were still in the closet with like their folks and their parents and stuff. So it was still kind of on the low. So
Yeah,
it was very. I didn't want to make a huge deal of that because they were at that like telling age, you know, where like, you know, they're still figuring things out, and maybe they're trying to figure things out with how they're going to tell their family, etc. So there was a lot to it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So now, have you ever screwed around on an actual real life date?
Have I ever? What do you mean? Like tried to sabotage the date? You mean?
Yeah.
I think my biggest problem is that I sabotage, you know, like relationships as is. So I don't need to be on the show or anything.
Now, is this your first? I guess this is like the fourth season. Is this your first season being on there?
This is my first season on the show. This is the fourth season of the show, yeah.
So they only keep people so long so people don't
recognize
them? Yeah,
I think because
them?
What ends up happening is people see the show.
Right.
And they see the performers. I mean, fortunately, they air the show a lot on MTV. So, you know, we're on it quite a bit, you know. So one of the dates, one girl had gotten, we brought her back for two seasons. Her name was Diarra Kilpatrick. Diarra was in season two as well as season four. And, you know, on season four, in one of the dates, one of the guys recognized her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and was like, hey, aren't you on a show called Disaster Date? And she handled it really well. Diarra goes, wait, do you think all black people look the same? And the guy was like, oh, my God, no, I didn't mean it like that at all. You know, and then the hilarity ensued. And then about 15 minutes in, when she started pulling out the knife and said she was a cutter, then he was like, oh, no, you really are that girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So now, have you ever, I guess you're still not doing it, but did you ever screw up and, like, reveal something? Or?
Well, yeah, I never revealed anything, but one time in the heat of an argument, one of the other actors, his name is Kale in real life.
Okay.
But in the date, his name's supposed to be Kevin, you know, and so we're arguing, and in the middle of the argument, I'm just like, I was like, Kale, shut up. I was like, oh, my God, why did I just call him Kale? And what's funny is that the girl didn't even notice.
Right, yeah. I'm sure you're not paying attention to names when people are getting in fights like that.
Yeah.
So would you say the show's kind of like a less hardcore To Catch a Predator?
Okay, well, we did have a To Catch a Predator episode, which is really,
really?
Funny. Yeah, you'll see that later in the season, which
great.
I'm on. I play like a Chris Hansen type character.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't call it To Catch a Predator because, you know, we're all generally around the same age. You know, I just I just don't, you know, I just wouldn't date an 18-year-old.
Right. So now, I saw you've got this new video out where you play Osama bin Laden in Cribs.
Yes.
Completely hilarious. That is like the greatest video I've seen regarding...
Did you post it on Facebook?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Wonderful.
Yeah, I posted a link saying that you were going to be on the show tonight.
Oh, great, man.
Yeah, so hopefully people are watching it. But yeah, it's already got a crap load of views.
Yeah, it's doing great. I'm really happy. I'm just trying to... I'm trying to push it as long as it's relevant, you know? It's a fun story for now. But yeah. I thought that was just so... I found that was really interesting. Just an interesting thing.
Right.
Chilling out in this compound, and I really wondered in my mind. I was like, how were his last moments? What was he probably doing? And I thought that might be a funny way for him to have gone out. Like, he was just stashing away porn as he thought his wife was knocking on the door, you know?
How soon after he was assassinated did you start doing this video?
Basically about 4 or 5 days after it was released that he was dead, is that we started working on it. And then his stashes of porn and all that stuff got released, and so then we jumped on it immediately.
That's great. So now, are you actually Middle Eastern?
I am Indian. My parents are from India.
Okay, so...
So the language I'm speaking in the video, fun fact, is Urdu, which is the language of Pakistan. So that's why it technically is accurate. In theory, wow. He may have been speaking Urdu because he was in hiding in Pakistan. So, yeah.
Now, do people see you and think that you're Middle Eastern?
I think they do. They think that I'm either Indian or Middle Eastern of some capacity. They know that I'm a shade of brown, and I'm not Latin or Latino. They're like, oh, he's Indian or Middle Eastern.
So do you get harassed for that?
I get harassed for that? No. Yeah. Right now, actually, believe it or not, it's kind of cool to be Indian. I think we're the go-to hot ethnicity right now, I would say. So for now, it was cool. But as a child, yes, it was very hard. It was not easy. I was one of the only Indian kids at my school, so...
I don't think there was any Indian kids at my school.
Where did you grow up? Up in New York? Or?
Yeah, upstate New York.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any Indian people in New York, upstate New York, so.
Oh, okay. You guys are in upstate. You guys are in Albany, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Man, it's cold up there.
Not today. It's pretty hot today.
Is it pretty?
We're starting to get to summer, yeah.
Oh, nice.
We'll have summer for about a week, and then, fall will start coming in.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, Hassan, we've got a Great State of Georgia coming out soon. When does it start?
Yeah. That Great State of Georgia is a half-hour sitcom on ABC Family. That starts June 29th at 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 29th. It's every Wednesday. And it's like a half-hour sitcom about Raven Simone. She plays Georgia, an aspiring actress that moves from Atlanta to New York City to become an actress.
Okay.
Where she lives with another girl named Jo, played by Mahandra Delfino from Roswell. She is her science geek roommate. I play Seth, a physicist at Columbia, who's a friend of theirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we can check you out on Great State of Georgia, June 29th. We can check you out on Disaster Date on MTV pretty much every day. We can see your Osama bin Laden video, Osama bin Laden Cribs on YouTube, and then we also have, of course, still in the iTunes, Leaning on Expensive Cars and Getting Paid to Do It. Thank you so much for calling in. It's great having you back on. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, maybe we'll have you.
Let's do this 1 year from now.
Okay. Well, one year,
let's,
but minus
let's
a month.
Let's do it 361 week. Days from now.
Yes, yes, that would be that'd be excellent. You know, anytime you want to come on, just let me know. We'll get you on sooner than that if you'd like.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Hassan. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. It was Hassan Minhaj, and I do know how to say his name right, although he's not there to correct me if I am screwing it up. But really funny guy. His album's really great, Leaning on Expensive Cars and Getting Paid to Do It. Really funny.